We have some phone calls coming in to KFGO giving us updates on the power outages around Fargo. I know that we got a report in, was it 25th Street south of I-94?
Yep.
There were traffic lights out down that way. We just got a call in, I believe, from Bob Harris of our KFGO team here that University in Maine.
Yes.
In Fargo. That's the whole
South University.
South University in Maine. In Fargo, traffic lights are out there and traffic is backed up there. So there are some power issues around the city of Fargo, and that is affecting traffic and everything else that has to do with electricity. So just be aware of that, that you might get stuck in some traffic in Fargo.
Yep.
Just one of those things. They'll figure it out. Xcel Energy will figure it out, and they'll get to it from there. There are some issues going on as well in Washington, D.C., which will not surprise anybody listening to this program. And to tell us about some of these specific issues, specifically regarding the Farm Bill, I want to welcome in Derek Wallbank. He writes about politics and the Capitol and Congress for Bloomberg News Service. Hello, Derek Wallbank. How are you on this Wednesday afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing well. See, it's a big weekend here, or big week in Fargo, because ESPN Game Day is coming here to cover the North Dakota State Bison football team. And so we're all a Twitter here in North Dakota about ESPN being in our state. It's one of those things, Derek. You know North Dakota well enough to know that we get excited about national coverage, right?
Oh, I do. And I've been to College Game Day when they went to Michigan State when I was a student there, I went a couple of times, and it's really quite a cool thing. And people who go should make creative signs.
Yeah. And we're trying to get creative signs from our listeners for them to hold up at game day. So we'll hopefully we get some good ones. Derek, I wanted to have you on today to give us the update on the Farm Bill, if there is any update. I think listeners know that it's stalled out because House Republicans, the most conservative wing of the Republican Party, is trying to split the nutrition part from the farm part, and that stalled the whole process. Where do we sit today when it comes to the Farm Bill, Derek?
Well, I tell you what, we're scheduled right now for tomorrow vote on a bill that would cut food stamps by about $39 billion in the next 10 years. That's supposed to come up in the House. It's the second part of a two-part strategy to split off nutrition programs from the rest of the Farm Bill, which, as you and a lot of your listeners will know, has been together since about the 1970s continually. So that's been a game of very conservative Republicans. Eric Cantor, chief among them for a very long time. They're able to do that now. The vote's coming up. It's going to be close, Mike, because Democrats have said, including Colin Peterson of Minnesota, look, we're just not going to go for this at all. You're not going to get many, if any, Democratic votes. So it's going to be all down to Republicans to pass this. They've got about 17 votes that they can lose. If they lose more than that, they're going to be in trouble. If they don't, if they can keep their margin among some urban members from New York City, Philadelphia suburbs, as well as some of their very, very, very conservative members, they can keep them in line, then we're going to be able to go to conference and see what happens there.
So what's going to happen, lay it out for us, if it does pass in the House, Derek? It's going to go to conference committee, then what becomes of it from there?
Well, here's the trick that you got. You're going to have a farm bill and a food bill in the House, and a farm bill that has a food bill in it in the Senate, and you're going to have a House bill that cuts food stamps by 10 times as much as the Senate's bill. And, we've got some talks about what you're going to do to replace direct payments. Both of these farm bills get rid of direct payments to farmers, and they replace it with sort of a more insurance-based safety net. There are differences there, but they're not like 10 times the amount of cuts from one to the other in a major foundational program that's 80% of the farm bill spending, right? Like, that's the huge cut. I got a note from Heidi Heitkamp today. She was on the Senate floor today, and she said, look, this path that the Republicans are doing basically just it really complicates chances of passage. That's been a Democratic line for a while, but Republicans say, look, we want to get to the conference somehow. This is a way that we get through. I had one Republican say, look, we went with a strategy to get through committee. We're going with a different strategy to get through the House floor. We'll see what happens in conference. Maybe we come back with a different strategy then.
So let's say that it doesn't pass tomorrow. You said that there's a chance that it will not get enough Republican votes to pass. What happens then? Then the House has no farm bill, or where does it go?
Well, remember, the House has already passed the farm-only bill. If they decided that they wanted to, if this falls apart and they decide, oh, well, you know, we tried, it failed, we want to go to conference anyways, then the only part of nutrition that's within the bounds of the conference, as I understand it, will be the Senate's nutrition language. It's $4 billion in cuts. So Republicans are trying to impress on their more conservative members to say, look, if you want us to have leverage coming under these conference negotiations, you have to do this, or our hand is going to be severely weakened next time. They are also trying to impress upon their more moderate urban members to say, look, this is a vehicle for getting to conference, and you know, we'll see what happens there. It's really interesting, Mike, because I heard the same exact thing from Colin Peterson when we were talking about $20.5 billion in cuts during the first farm bill debate. This is a way to get to conference. So it's interesting how the same strategy sort of plays itself out on different sides of the ball.
Derek Wallbank of Bloomberg News Service, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We're talking about the farm bill, which has a big vote tomorrow in the House of Representatives. I don't know if you've heard this, Derek, but I had Heidi Heitkamp on my program last Friday in studio taking phone calls from listeners. And she said what she's hearing is that actually, for some of the more conservative Republicans, $40 billion in cuts isn't enough, that they want more than that in the long term. Have you heard anything about that with your ear to the ground in D.C.?
I've heard in the long term, yeah, but the folks that I would count in that sort of group of folks who previously worked together to settle the last farm bill when it came up, most of them have said to me, look, we're probably going to go for this because it might not get us all the way to where we want to go, but this gets us a long way to where we want to go. One of the really, really interesting things that was put into this was that Republicans put the food stamp bits and the farm bits on different timelines for authorization. So if this even gets combined back, the food stamp bit is a 3-year bill. The farm bit already passed is a 5-year bill. And so what that means is in 3 years' time, it's time to consider only the food part of it. So it's like a permanent decoupling the way that they wrote it. And that's infuriated some Democrats. Democrat Debbie Stabenow, chair of the Agriculture Committee in the Senate. Oh, she was mad. She was mad about that today on the Senate floor. She said that's a non-starter. She told me personally that if that comes up, she's going to reject it out of hand. But that's something that conservatives in the House who have tried to decouple these for years, they're really thrilled about the way that bill's written.
Does this, Derek, you've covered D.C. for a long time. Is this one of those battles that's going to define politics and the parties in this country for a long time? This is a fight that conservative Republicans have wanted for a long time. They want to get at some of the entitlement programs. They want to decouple some of these things so they can tackle them one thing at a time. Is this going to be a legacy thing for Republicans in the House and in the Senate and in D.C. for a long, long time?
I mean, I go a step farther. I think this is a legacy moment for everybody in the House and Senate, Mike, because really what you're talking about a really foundational issue. You're talking about what's the role of government when people trip and fall down. And there are some who say that the government should be a very, very big safety net for folks. Someone falls down, you help them out. If they keep falling down, you keep helping them out. There's some people who say, look, God helps those who help themselves. And yes, the government should be there if you get down. But look, let's put some more work requirements on there. Let's put some, let's do some drug testing, things like that. But, you know, it's a difference of opinion. This is a philosophical difference. People run for office on this philosophical difference. They get elected on this philosophical difference. And that's what this is right now. This isn't a debate over semantics. This isn't like some political game we're wording this. This is a foundational bedrock difference between the two parties, one of which controls the Senate, one of which controls the House. And that's just where we are. This is a big, big debate. There's not really too many ways to fudge this. And
well, but you could argue, Derek, that it's also a fight within the Republican Party itself, right? You know, Democrats have fought amongst themselves. Republicans have fought amongst themselves. The party certainly have fought each other forever. But there's a fight within the Republican Party right now because there are some Republicans, while they might not be thrilled with some of the numbers, they say, look, people do need a safety net. We get it. You know, I live in an urban district. We need the food stamp bill. But there's the very conservative wing right now that's saying, no, we got to knock this off. Moderate Republicans, some of them, I think, are scared because if they don't go along with their more conservative brethren, they could get primaried. They could get bumped off out of their districts, right?
Well, look, this isn't what the Agriculture Committee in the House wanted to do the first time, right? This isn't Plan A by any stretch of the imagination, especially for farm state lawmakers. It's not what they wanted to do. It's not the level of cuts that they wanted. This is a level that's above the comfort level for some anyway. But at the same point, this is a giant, giant win if you came to office saying that you wanted to go really cut these programs and tell people that it, you know, that they needed to, I guess the phrase is stand up on their own legs if they can, and that government should get out of it. This is not the way that some farm state lawmakers really envisioned this going down, but sort of where we are now. And the trick that you have, Mike, as you know, is when you're in Congress, it's not like you get 435 plans on the House floor and we each get to pick which one's our favorite. There's any number of things that you want to do in life. And in Congress, you get two options. There's a green button, there's a red button. You push a button. And that's what it's going to come down to tomorrow. There's a green button, there's a red button. You push a button, and which button you push is going to say a lot about where you stand, and it's going to have a big, it's going to have a big, big impact on the future for possibly decades of U.S. food and farm policy.
Derek, thank you. Great stuff. Good to talk with you. Come back again, okay?
Love it, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, you bet. Derek Wallbank, Bloomberg News Service. He summed it up very well at the end there. He summed up what the fight's all about and what's going to come down to tomorrow in the House of Representatives very well. We'll keep an eye on that on KFGO.